Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Good morning. I hope your Christmas day was a blessed and beautiful Christmas day. So today is the first day of Kwanzaa, so wishing those of you who celebrate Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa, happy first day of Kwanzaa, happy continued holiday season, and of course, if you're not ready, it's time to get ready because 2014 is here, so wishing you and yours a blessed and prosperous 2014, sending condolences to those that I am friends with on and offline and network with throughout social media. Also, I had read an article on Monday that Christmas Day is a time where a lot of people die. And I have been noticing, sadly, where there have been so many deaths. And you guys know, even with dealing with this horrific cold flu of mine, I had my concerns. Did not want it to get any worse or be hospitalized or anything. So just sending condolences. And as I was noticing it, I was reading one of my former schoolmates' status. Then I seen where a former schoolmate of mine passed away in his sleep. He's like a year older than me. The last time we networked and made contact with one another, talked with one another, even though we'd be networking on Facebook, was about 2 months ago on his birthday, October 13th. And I wished him happy birthday, and we happily touched base with one another, making sure each other was okay and cool. He was an amazing friend, always funny, and I was reading and looking at, and I noticed it throughout the years we've been back in contact on Facebook, how successful he's been and how he loves his family and friends still, new and old. And you guys know I always talk about how grateful I am to network with childhood friends and then also have the pleasure of meeting new friends personally and professionally. So Richard Davis, he definitely will be missed and always be in all of our hearts, those of us who knew you from your coworkers, family, longtime friends, former schoolmates. Just so saddened. Already been saddened from just seeing and hearing about these deaths. And then when it hit me right at home, a friend of mine, I'm like, oh, man. And only 46, 47. I know Richard's like a year older than me. So I'm like, wow. It always was a blast. You know how you always have those friends that just have you laughing? He was one of those friends. Always, they just had me, he had me always tripping out, he and other friends of ours. But, just sending hugs and kisses to his family and friends and fellow schoolmates and to all of you that have been experiencing losses. But then on the other hand, many of you have been getting engaged, finding out you're having babies or grandbabies, and are just glad to have your family together. And so congratulations on that, too, feeling togetherness. It's not all about the commercialization of Christmas holiday season, but it's about the love that we share, which is important, 365 and sometimes 366 days, right? Right. So thank you. Today we're talking about Avon products. Home parties and Avon holiday gift ideas. If you notice on Thursdays, pretty much started, I guess, it's like a day of Avon to talk about different subject matters of Avon. And I will be inviting Avon lovers and fellow Avon leaders and representatives also to call in and chat about Avon and fave items and items that are, and sharing news. We always have a lot of news to share. And remember, just remember, visit your If you can visit my website, my web store at youravon.com/BethWilliams. You can go to the website and search for a Avon lady or man, because there are a lot of men that sell Avon. And I'm going to be having a lot of, planning a lot of events that are, you know, I love talking with men about Avon. I have a lot of customers who love Avon, a lot of men who I talk with who's interested in selling Avon. And some of the couples, my sales leader, she and her husband, Mary Polk, are partners in their Avon business, been partners for, what, 22 years. She's been in Avon business for 22 years. And then there's the Blessed Souls who educate us 24/7 and have calls on Sundays. And then there's the Garcias in Miami. The Blessed Souls are in San Antonio. Then there's the Garcias in Miami. There are couples that are just amazing. And it's kind of, I like some stories because some stories the men get involved and they find out how lucrative the beauty business, personal care business is. But again, thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And let's have fun. If you want to be a guest or have an idea or a topic, want me to play your music, be sure to contact me. The information's on the profile, and you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. And many of us love Pinterest. And you know you can find me at Pinterest. And I thank you, everybody that I've networked with, from Facebook to LinkedIn to Twitter to Spreecast, et cetera. Pinterest.com/CultureShockBeth. KULTURESHOKBETH. But here's a continuation of Rick Springfield's rendition of Oh Holy Night.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voice. Divine, oh night.
beautiful Holy Night, Rick Springfield, one of my longtime favorite artists. Oh, yes, indeed. I want to shout out from my friends that I network with, like the ones I've been networking with this morning, and I believe listening, my friend Flora in Italy, my friend Happy Blue Good, who's a sports fan and loves Prince music like myself. But Flora and I, we both love James Franco, and we befriended one another as we both network with James Franco. So wishing the Franco family, James and his brother Dave and his older brother and his mother and his grandmother and his entire Franco clan a happy holiday season. Also, you know, they're cat lovers and animal lovers. You know, big shout out to all the animal and pet lovers, too, out there listening. But thank you so much. But here's the completion. I just played over the completion of Holy Night. But here's another Christmas tune and also a PSA.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a
Christmas
Merry
is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. Money raised through Christmas seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Go and tell.
Well, tell it.
That the Savior has come.
That's beautiful. Yes, indeed. I posted earlier on Facebook. I want to thank you all for been praying for me. Who keep me in your prayers all the time. Just keep me lifted. I continue to keep all of you that listen to the show and whom I network with in person and online in my prayers also. But thank you for praying for me during this cold flu that I've been experiencing. Again, I repeat, I never experienced a setback before, and it was just pure H-E hell hell. I don't wish it on anybody. And thank you. And on Facebook I posted, thanks to those of you whom showed you care, plus keep me in your prayers especially, as I experienced an awful cold flu for setback. Thank you for praying for my mom, too, and other loved ones. That was kind of scary. It was scary because I had my concerns. I was beginning to think it might be connected with heart failure or something, because coughing is a symptom of, you know, heart trouble, too. And you know, as I continue to do my best of living healthier and being happier, I still need to drop some pounds, but I feel good that I kept my resolutions of getting back in shape and losing weight and all that. I resolute now to get build and rebuild new wardrobe as I help others also, you know, to build, you know, professional and casual and sporty and after-hour wardrobe also, you know. But again, I believe the cough is really almost gone. It is. Have you heard me cough? I started drinking hot toddies. Shout out to Jack Daniels. Maybe store advertising on the show, Southern Comfort, all that. But a shout out to Jack Daniels. Also, I've been making hot toddies since Friday, and it seems like those hot toddies really, it really, really hit the lick of getting rid of the cough. The other day, I bought a bottle of cough syrup. So yesterday, I drank cough syrup. I laid off the hot toddies, but I haven't coughed yet during this broadcast, have I? So praise God. Thank you, thank you. One of my dear friends who will. So kindly brought me some soup a couple weeks ago. He had told me to slow down on drinking the hot toddies. You know, I'm like, yes, the home remedies work, but you definitely have to slow down. You know, because you don't want to be feeling too tipsy, huh? So some of us do, right? But I go back to saying that I got to work on not looking torn up from the floor up, because that I definitely look torn up from the floor up. And focus on what is really important. So I thank you, my friends, for praying for me and keeping me in your prayers also. And I continue to keep you in mind, too. But let's go ahead and talk about Avon. And I just wanted to say that the description of the show today is reads, effectively networking plus shopping within Avon products community is awesome. Rather it be person-to-person, example, catalogs and megalogs and talking directly with your Avon lady or Avon man, screen-to-screen like we're doing now, through social media, online, social networking, visiting the web stores, the websites, and also Mark Girl beauty bashes and home parties. So that's one thing that Mark Girl's very in. Beauty bashes and Mark parties and all that, which Avon's brand Mark Girl just celebrated 10-year anniversary. And I was a Mark Girl before transitioning to an Avon lady, even though I sold Avon successfully as a teen in the 80s. But Avon, you can have fundraising parties and also home parties, and you know, and also if you would like an Avon representative, Avon lady or man, to set up and do customer appreciation events at your business or at your events, or have a vendor table at your events. You know, all of that, everything's an event, you know. That's one thing that one of my, regional division manager, Trevor Eubank, said a few months ago in a meeting where my sales leader and consultant, district sales manager, Christine Fedorka at the time, Charlotte Hogue is my district manager, but Trevor, who's based in Atlanta, he said an event can be every day and any time. So, you know, when we're talking to you all, when customers are Avon lovers or those that want to know more about Avon, we can turn those conversations into events. I know I'm always excited about Avon. I've loved Avon since I was a baby. My mother has literally draped me in Avon since I was a baby, and I found out that my grandmother, school from when I was a baby, believe I could sing. My grandmother sold Avon. My aunt Midget, who loved Avon, who was the first black salesperson at Sears here in Jackson, salesperson, not woman, but person. She was hired before a black male was, so she was the first man. I have history, yeah, especially in retail, you know. And so I'm getting into other subjects now, but back to what I was saying, I really do believe in Avon, so when I talk about Avon, it is a party, it is an event, but Avon, you can host Avon home parties or, you know, at other places. If you don't want to host home parties, hosted at other places too, restaurants, meeting rooms, etc. So I just wanted to mention that there's person to person, there's screen to screen online. You can have online parties. You know, recently I hosted a summer party with my friend Belinda Bostic. I'm going to host another one in the real near future. But then again, like I said, there's person to person, there's screen to screen, and then there's the home parties. And then even if the home parties are over, those of you that host parties and attend parties, you know, you don't have to buy things when you attend the home parties. You can go to the home party, and then usually you have you can, if you want to make a purchase after the home party, you can place your orders afterwards. You know, a lot of times it's when you're followed up or when you realize, hey, my wish list is I'm ready to buy the item that was demoed or that I've seen at the Avon home party. You don't have to buy things right on the spot. You can buy things right on the spot and place your orders, but it's all about seeing what's new and what's hot and what's popular, or seeing some of your favorites. And usually those that host parties get very nice gifts, and a lot of times gifts that are on the wish list. So it's just amazing, and it's a great thing. Just because Mark, you really want to know more about Mark, just because now Mark is not an entity by itself, but within the Avon company now, not just an Avon brand, it's a brand like Anew and some of the other products. You can, you know, and they go hand in hand. So when there's an Avon home party, and also I like to promote Mark heavily. I like to give out the Mark Mags right with the Mark catalogs, and this was recommended. I like to have my supply, I like to have my demos and my items displayed when setting up tables or doing vendor events. Mark, a lot of people love Mark. Now, when I was selling Mark myself, sucked, but people love Mark, but then people love Avon, period, American iconic company. So people really prove that. They're buying the Avon, but they're also buying Mark. And one thing that I love about Mark and love about Avon is how involved they are with important causes such as domestic violence and also bringing awareness to breast cancer, the effects of breast cancer, and seeking to find a cure for breast cancer also. There's the Foundation for Women, the Avon Foundation for Women. AvonFoundation.org is the website. And then also with Mark, going hand in hand, is the charitable arm called Empowerment by Mark Foundation. And there are products that people, because I was talking about fundraising, you can host fundraising, online parties, and home parties. There are products where all the profits go straight to all these causes. Also, I think that's an amazing thing. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm going to play Oh Holy Night one more time, because I know sometimes we want to hear certain songs twice, and I'm in that kind of mood. Right before the show came on, I heard on the Tom Jordan Morning Show a song that I love by Princess A Little Girl, Another Lonely Christmas. I love that song so much. It's a sad, it's a melancholy song, but I love it. You know, I love it. But here's a whole Holy Night again.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices. All night divine, all night when Christ was born, all night divine, all night
more about parties.
if you could be patient with me right quick. I have some notes in front of me, and then I have some other notes that that I wanted to look at. And on our website, Avon Home Parties are also called group parties. And I'm looking forward to hosting a home party. My first event after I transitioned from being a Mark girl was a very successful one. It was a girls' night out event at North Park Mall. And I had the support of my sales leader and consultant district sales manager, Christine Fedorka and Mary Pope, back in September. And then you all guys, then there was a couple other events, and then I accompanied Avon lady Tiffany Thompson up to the Tunica Job Fair, and looking forward to going to Memphis in April for an event that my friend, a longtime Facebook bestie, Joyce Parkinson's organization, will be hosting. And when we were up at the Tunica Job Fair back on October 30th, that's amazing. I've been sick ever since then. After that, there's a job fair that's supposed to be in like Rose City, Arkansas. So still considering that event. But let me get on and talk about the. It's also called group selling, and it's just really important to have a lot of fun at that. Now, this information right here is also for the fellow Avon reps and those who are interested in selling Avon, so they know what all selling Avon entails. Also, it entails, you know, handing out your magalogs and your catalogs and talking with people, but then also you can host parties yourself or have hostess and host to host parties. And you present them with nice gifts, and not only can people place orders at home parties, but also the follow up. That's where a lot of sales come after during the follow up. So a lot of times it's important to have the home party kit together. And I'm just going to go through this for those that are interested, potential Avon reps and current reps, and also for those who would like to host a party that just want to hear the basis of what it entails. And so it's all about, it's important for a rep to have a home party kit, and usually using a plastic box, collect all the things that we need to conduct a home party. By keeping this box updated full, one will be ready to go at any time to host a home party. And it's important to have a tablecloth, have current brochures, duplicate order forms available on our website, which I'm looking at right now, extra pens, index cards for note-taking or game plan. It's good to have fun and keep momentum going by taking notes and also game plan. Then it's important to have a cash bag and credit card forms and gift certificate. Also, it's important for the rep to have favorite beauty products, such as, in which are a lot of customers' favorite products, Skin So Soft, Moisture Therapy, Natural Shower Gel, Avon Bubble Bath, On Duty Roll-On, a new Mega Effects mascara. Love that mascara. And then there's the 1 to 3 hot gift items, depending on the season, you know. And then there's an assortment of samples. Everyone loves samples. You know, I have some friends who call themselves, I know it's not nice, maybe cool, but people do call themselves, like, I'm a sample whore, I'm this, you know, because people love samples. I love samples. Working in retail, I always had to make sure I had samples also when I was working as a counter manager for Fashion Fair and working in fragrances and all. It's always important to have samples. Gifts. Door prizes, hostess thank you gifts, small gift for anyone who brings a guest or books a future party, such as hand creams and lip balms and shower gels. Stock up on these items whenever they're on sale so you can have them on hand. Avon skincare selector cards, you know, so you can easily consult with clients. Explore Avon envelopes for anyone who might express interest in becoming an Avon rep. See, exactly. And that's why I'm sharing this, too, for people who might be interested in becoming Avon reps, men and women. And also, it's important, a calendar, to schedule your appointments and new parties, because when others attend a party, they probably be interested 9 times out of 10 in hosting a party for themselves also. And then there's a tip. You may want to bring a basket full of cash and carry products, items that you would like to move out of your stock, you know, things on hand, because some people might want to buy certain items like deodorants or Skin So Soft oil or even jewelry or aftershave, body wash. Then there's how to identify potential hosts. And those of you who think, well, I wouldn't be a good host, you're probably on this list of identifying those who would be perfect hosts. Family and friends, it's a great reason to get together. You know, like Tom Jordan always say, party with a purpose. It's good to host an Avon home party. It's a party with a purpose. Family and friends, you know, get all those fashionistas together. Family and friends, good customers who already love Avon, like people like me who love Avon. Love Avon might enjoy getting free products. Anyone who says, I can't afford Avon, it would give them a chance to get their products free, you know, get samples and see, and even if they're interested in becoming a sales rep. Parters, people who love parties, people like me, again, who love going to events, who love, you know, maybe finger foods and just talking and getting with others and learning about new products and talking about popular products. Who invites you to other types of home parties? And then I know also it's popular with different direct sellers who swap parties, like a Tupperware consultant might want to swap parties with me. You know, I host a Tupperware party. She hosts a Avon home party. Then there's small groups who need money. A women's club could host a party with proceeds going to the organization. That would go in fundraising category. You know, then, you know, and schedule an event when you want to coordinate the date. With a hostess 2 or 3 weeks out, in the further out, you know, you get kind of like, okay, lost in the shuffle, right? So host an event 2 or 3 weeks, and then go ahead and plan a guest list. You know, over-invite 20, 30 invitations. We get about 6 to 10 attendees on an average. Providing extra brochures to the hostess can ensure that she gets additional orders from those who were unable to attend, okay? And then there's a tip. Many representatives collect the guest list and mail the invitations themselves to make sure that it gets done. And so, you know, you get the information, the invite list to your rep, and your rep can do that. If some of you, I know many of you say, I ain't got time for that. So compile your list and get the list to your rep, to me if I'm your rep. Print and mail or email the invitations. Collect addresses and mail for the hostess. Give hostess additional invitations to hand out personally, too, when she does have time, if that's a reason. Give hostess enough postcards to mail herself. Because I know I have plenty of Beauty Bash postcards for Mark. Create an email invitation, and then it's very important to follow up phone calls 1 or 2 days before the event as in a way to confirm attendance regarding the party. And then there's the hostess checklist. Prior to the party, collect orders from friends. You know, prior to the party. And then that might be for some people that might not can attend the party. Family and coworkers who are unable to attend. 1 or 2 days prior to the party, confirm attendance. You know, it's important to RSVP. Plan for a refreshment. Keep it simple. Does your party room have enough seating? You know, if it could be a home party, or like I said before, maybe you're utilizing a restaurant or a meeting room. Have a small table available for display products. Then when it's time for the party, dress for success. Dress professionally, mix and match your own clothing, shoes, and accessories with current jewelry, pieces, makeup, and nail color should all be Avon. And, you know, it's important to be a walking billboard. I have been a walking billboard many occasions and many times for products that I market and sell. And with Avon, I love Avon. It's important to wear and share the products, from the fragrances to the handbags to the jewelry to talking it, you know. And it's really great. And that's what I was mentioning earlier. You know, I resolute to build and rebuild my own personal and professional wardrobe. You know, that's one thing that one of my favorite designers talk about all the time, Anthony Hankins, how to build and rebuild your and work and mix your products with his apparel. So it's matching and mixing your Avon attire and mixing it with some of your other favorite pieces also. When we were in Tunica, there was a lady that she's featured on my Facebook page and on my Avon product, Best Avon Products, Inc. Sales and Marketing fan business page. She said she wears Avon every day from head to toe. And from the jewelry, from the clothes, my aunt is like that. She wears everything, the jewelry, the fragrances and all. But she said every Sunday when she's at church, this young lady that we met in Tunica, she said every Sunday, her Sunday's best are fashions from Avon. You know, so, wow. So from those of us who sell Avon to the customers, it's, you know, we're walking billboards. Make your presentation. And then, you know, there are scripts that we do have. You know, we're ourselves, but there are basic guidelines that we do go through. You know, making sure that that if certain information is provided for guests and then also information regarding taking payments and also games that might be played and certain items that would be awarded from trial size items and all. Because time is limited, I'm going on down. Also, socializing is really important because this is a social occasion for most of the guests. You should remember to spend time socializing, getting to know them. That's for reps. So that means it's important to be enthusiastic, real and be yourself, but to be enthusiastic. Guests feel more comfortable if they sense you're interested in them. And, you know, I big shout-out to my customers. Thank you for recommending me. Thank you. You know, people can tell that I'm very genuinely interested. It's not about getting the sale. I mean, unbelievably, as I've been sick, I'm number 4 of a new recruit in sales. I thought I was going to be knocked off the radar going down because I haven't been unable to be out in the field selling. I'm a top seller, but I definitely want to set an example and be a top earner. Not only that I need to earn the money because I have expenses, but also as a sales leader, it is important for me to set examples also. And for those that are newly signed to sell Avon with me and those who are also building their Avon businesses, you know, so not only for me do I need to be a top owner, but I need to be, when people say, well, how you doing? How you earning? And it's really important to let people know, hey, I lead by example also. So I'm a top seller, but I have yet, because I reinvest and so on in my business, and it's real. And then I also need to get stricter too. You know, I believe in treating customers with VIP treatment and being nice, but it's a business also, so I need to get stricter also on